Good morning. Last week, I tipped my water glass and had to have Phil come up here to do it, so I see I have a sippy cup this week. Water seems to be the theme today. Good morning. What a great joy it is to look out and see smiling faces as we gather together this day to celebrate the blessings that only come from Almighty God. It is our hope and prayer that as we come together in worship, ponder the good news, that we indeed might experience the presence of Christ, presence of God and the Holy Spirit in some new and fresh ways. May the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbor.
Good morning. Oh, welcome everybody. I think everybody's feeling good today. The noise level was really nice. That was good. If you're a guest today, we welcome you, and there should be back on the shepherd's hook a little packet for you to pick up. Maybe I should say one per family, because I see a lot from each family. But you're certainly welcome, and hope you'll come back again. If you see somebody who's missing today, or you don't see somebody, give them a call, see how they are this week. There is a register pad at the end of each pew near the aisle. If you would please sign it, we'd appreciate it so we know you were here. And if you have any prayer requests, there should be an index card in there that will help. You can just write your prayer request on there.
Now that school has started, it's time for all of our church activities to rev up. And Thursdays and Sundays are busy for the music department. Sundays, there are bells and singing groups for children of all ages. The times will be in next week's bulletin, but it's going to be starting on September 7th, so that if you know someone from kindergarten or first grade up through senior high that would like to take part in any of these groups, please come on Sundays. If you can't come on the 7th, you can stick a note in my mailbox in the office or email me or call me or see me up here on the bench and I'll make sure I have a name down. On Thursdays, we have cathedral bells and chancel choir. And I know from hearing people out there are people who sing, and I know there are people who can at least count to six and who know their left hand from their right hand. That qualifies you for bells. All right, so if you're eager to learn how to ring, or if you would like to sing and come join it even on a temporary basis for the chancel choir, we invite you to come starting on September 4th on Thursday nights. Thank you.
And moving on into September, on the 6th, we've got a new adventure coming. There's going to be a worship service at 6 p.m. in the evening. It will be up in the youth room. So I invite you to come and see what's going on. Also, let's see. There are other announcements in here. Let's see. I think we covered everything. Oh, Sunday school teachers need to be here at 2. From 2 to 4, they're going to set up Sunday school rooms to get ready for the beginning of Sunday school. And I saw something else about, what did I see? A pancake breakfast? Did you see that? Breakfast is my favorite meal. So they're having a pancake breakfast to kick off Sunday school. Sounds like a good idea. I'd vote for that every morning. Every morning. That'd be good. Okay, so I hope you can come help out.
Thank you.
Please stand and join with me in the call to worship found in your bulletin. If it had not been for God, where would we be? Thank God that we are not left to our own devices.
Thank God that we are not alone.
We are not alone.
Our help is in the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Come, let us worship the God who is our sustainer.
Our Redeemer, our Creator, and our friend.
Let's continue with the opening prayer. God of our yesterdays and our tomorrows, nothing is permanent but your love. Nothing is certain except your presence. When the winds of life change and the mountaintop experience gives way to the stark reality of the valley, remind us that you are with us still. If we should be tempted or pressured to compromise our beliefs, help us to hold fast to your teachings, like the midwives in Moses' days, even if we cast off my brotherhood or life itself.
Make us so certain
of who you are and of your good work in our lives, that we may live before others as those who truly belong to Christ. Amen.
Please be seated, and I would invite you to turn in front of your hymnals to page 39, and I will ask at this time if Rocco will bring his family up. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All of this is offered to us without price. So on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace? Promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. And will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will. And do you, as the body of Christ, affirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the waters and you brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those in the ark through water, and the flood you set in the clouds a rainbow. You led them to freedom through the sea as you released those slaves in Egypt. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless the gift of this water and to the child who receives it, to wash away his sin, clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
You're going to come see me.
Oh, my goodness. And what name is given to you?
Rocco.
Rocco. Do you have a middle name?
Yeah.
Rocco. All right. Have you done the ice bucket challenge? Yeah? That's kind of what we're going to do today, all right?
Okay.
Okay? But it's not cold. It's warm water. Okay? Can I put a little bit on your head?
Yeah.
You're going to mess your hair up a little bit. Okay. All right. Let's come up here. Oh, you know what? I'm going to have you hold the water for me, honey. Rocco, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God continue to work wonders in your life. I'm going to take him for a walk. He's not a little baby, but every child at their baptism deserves to come in the midst of the congregation. This baptism does not occur in isolation. Just as mom and dad have taken a vow to see to it that their child is raised in the life of the church, we take that vow along with them to see that all God's children are raised in the life of the church. Good deal. Invite you now to turn in the bulletin so that you have the correct paragraph wording in front of you. Members of the household of God, I commend this child and this family to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ, and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And now may the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen.
Let's stand and sing together hymn number 555.
Please be seated. Here, we're going to come on out here and sit today.
There's just some different things going on. That's why we... Oh, keep moving out. Keep coming, buddy.
Here, let me come out here.
Can you come through this way?
There, you can sit right there.
I'll sit down here.
There's just some different stuff going on today, so we had to put the baptismal font back there because later on something's going to happen right here. So how's school? Good? Are you in like 11th and 12th grade? No? How about kindergarten? Preschool? 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 Kindergarten? First grade? Wow. And you're in fifth grade, and he's in first grade. Preschool. Yeah. So, you know, I was teasing Rocco a little bit about the bucket challenge. Have you seen the ice bucket challenge where you're taking a bucket of water and dump it on your head? Did you help mommy and daddy do that? Did you dump it on mommy? You didn't dump it on your mommy yet? You squirted her. Yeah. I was trying to avoid that for weeks. And last night I got a text from two little boys at the early service, and one of them said, "I challenge Reverend David Lake." So guess what I have to do later on today? I have to dump ice water on my head. Ugh. But you know, it's raising money for people that have a disease, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. And you know, Jesus wants us always to help people. So that's a great way that we can help people. And so some of you have already helped people because you've helped your moms and dads do that. And that's wonderful. So every day Jesus calls us to do things that help other people. Maybe it's a smile. Maybe it's a hug or a handshake or nice words. And when you get into school, you know, to play with people and to listen to your teachers, your moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, that's good things that Jesus wants you to do. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord God, we are grateful for these children, the ability to learn and to serve you. Continue, oh God, to bless them as well as their moms and dads, their teachers, their caregivers, grandmas and grandpas. We pray, oh God, that your light might shine through them as they seek to do what you ask. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Hey, you are collecting today the cup money to help paint the cross at Jamonville. We're doing that again, all right?
say, give me Jesus.
Okay, our scripture reading this morning is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as one body, we have many members, and not all the members have the same function. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us: prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. This is the word of God. At this time, the ushers will come forward for the presentation of our gifts and our tithes. God, as we give our tithes and our offerings this morning, we're reminded that it is that relationship of our hearts and our connection with the material world intersect. You have called us into the world, into its need, its suffering, its injustice, and its pain, not to be claimed by the world, but as those claimed by you, to be agents of change and transformation in healing the world. So use not only these gifts, these dollars we offer, but use us. Use our hands, our feet, our voices, and our hearts to shape the world for which you long. We pray in the blessed name of Jesus, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
We come now to that time when we want to lift up joys and concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. If you look in our worship folder this morning, you will see that two of our members passed. John, his services were on Thursday, and Ruth, her services were on Friday. And those families, I'm sure, would seek your prayers and your comfort during the days and the weeks ahead. On the back page, there are two individuals listed as discharged. Ray is home. He was here at the early service, so we are grateful for his recuperation. And Christine is in the nursing home recuperating and getting rehab. That's the word I wanted. Okay. And Diane is home. And George is with us. So. I have two additional ones here. Thanks to one and all for cards and calls. I'm getting better every day. That's from Bruce, who is with us. And a note of praise, I am grateful to sit under the teaching of a pastor who exhibits joy like bare feet and can throw a heck of a cartwheel. I did a cartwheel last Monday evening at the picnic, and my shoulders are okay, and I got one more thing in store for you later on today. So we'll leave it at that. But continue also on our worship folder. We've got those individuals in our personal care homes, those that we continually pray for, those on a rotational basis, and then our service personnel as well. Let us continue then in uniting our hearts and our spirits as we sing our prayer hymn together. Gracious and loving God, how good it is to be in your presence, to know that we're not alone, to know, O God, that here we can experience your gifts, your blessings, the anointing of your Spirit, we can experience your grace and your forgiveness. It is here, O God, that we can start all over again and begin anew. You are gracious, you are loving, and we journey through each and every day, whether we are aware or not, of your presence that is as close to us as the very air we breathe. the one who seeks to comfort, to guide us, to lead us, to push us when we need pushed. Oh God, you are our everything. You come to us as the one who seeks to heal. You come to us as the one who seeks to restore, to make whole, to challenge. You come to us as our teacher, as our guide. Oh God, we are grateful for all that you have done and the hope and the promises of all that you will do in the days ahead. Oh God, we come to lift up hurts and needs, joys and celebrations of individuals in our midst. For those, oh God, who are experiencing loss, we pray for their comfort. For those, oh God, who are celebrating a new life, we pray for your joy. To those who need to experience grace, forgiveness, your guiding and directing hands, oh God, we pray that you will meet them where they are. For those of us, oh God, who are seeking faithfully to be your disciples in the world, we pray for a sense of confidence, a sense of vision, a sense of mission and ministry to the world. Oh God, we pray for the health and wholeness of all your people. Continue, oh God, to bless each family, each individual that is represented here, the mission and ministry that is represented by people, by your churches. May we faithfully go into the world and live and proclaim and share this good news. Oh God, we ask and pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we make preparations to hear our gospel reading this morning from Matthew's gospel, if you are able, I would invite you to please stand. Hear these words from the 16th chapter. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Well, some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." But Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you to the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then Jesus sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Lord God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our lives. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we ask and pray that you would give us comfort, that you would give us rest, that you would give us a sense of peace from those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our Redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Great moments are born from great opportunities. So says Kurt Russell in the movie Miracle, that tells the story of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team's victory over the invincible Russians. And that's what you have here tonight, boys, he tells his team. Great opportunity. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9 times. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. And they win. After hearing for them perhaps the greatest speech they had ever heard, Jesus creates an opportunity for his disciples in the district of Caesarea Philippi, where King Herod has just built a temple to Caesar Augustus. And in the midst of all of that, Jesus says, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Well, Jesus, the word on the street is that some say John the Baptist. Others say the great prophet Elijah. Some others are saying Jeremiah, and even perhaps one of the other prophets. That's the word on the street, Jesus. The Son of Man is believed to be John, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. But then Jesus brings it home and personal and says, "Okay, but who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter, in his normal style, blurts out words, perhaps before thinking, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." A great moment for Peter. Peter makes a declaration about Jesus that changes the whole course of his life and the history of the entire Christian community. It begins with a few words from Peter's heart, spoken at precisely the right moment. A great speech. Okay, maybe it wasn't a speech. In the technical sense of the word, probably more technically, it was the greatest comment ever made, the greatest answer ever given, but it was a great moment in Peter's life. So what makes Peter's statement so powerful? They're the right words at the right moment, and it can be for us as well. For starters, Peter is the right person in the right place. He's not an extraordinary person. He has the same strengths and weaknesses of the other disciples. He will protest when Jesus speaks of his coming suffering and death. He will stumble badly when he denies Jesus on the night before his crucifixion. But because Peter is so human, so very much like you and me, he's the right person for this declaration about Jesus. Peter also speaks at the right moment. At this point in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is nearing the completion of his ministry in Galilee. And very soon, Jesus is going to, as the saying goes, turn his face toward Jerusalem and face the suffering and the death that awaits him. But first he needs to make sure that his disciples are clear about who he is. That the followers, the disciples, are clear about the community that is to be when Jesus is gone. This time in Caesarea Philippi is the right time, the right moment for Peter to speak and to confess who Jesus is. And when he makes his statement, Peter also proclaims a vision. You see, Peter senses, knows that Jesus is not just a mere prophet, not just a man like John, like Elijah, like Jeremiah, like others who've come before him. But Peter sees and believes that Jesus is the Messiah, the one who has been anointed by God to rule. And literally, that's what Messiah means in Hebrew, anointed, a title usually reserved for kings as they are anointed. But Peter considers Jesus to be his king, the one who has brought the kingdom of Almighty God into the world, into the midst of human life like no other person has. Peter understands that Jesus is the Son of the living God, the one who shows God's divine power and love more clearly than anyone else. In the very next chapter, Peter will be with Jesus and hear the words coming from the cloud, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Well, Jesus is impressed. So impressed, in fact, that he says to Peter, "Peter, you are blessed. Simon, son of Jonah, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven has." And Jesus sees that Peter's declaration, proclamation, is a pure gift of God, and he is thankful for it. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. And Jesus gives him the name that means rock, saying that Peter is going to be that rock, that foundation, that cornerstone upon which the church will be built. The gates of Hades will not prevail against it. The church will be so strong that death itself will not be able to overcome it. And Jesus concludes by saying, Peter, you're also going to inherit the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose will be loosened in heaven. You are going to be, Peter, the chief authority of the church, the chief teacher of the church when I'm gone. The keys of the kingdom are all about teaching, not about who gets in the pearly gates. Peter has been given the authority to teach in the name of Jesus Christ and to share his grace and truth with the world. And just so the church has continued to do so even today. So what can we do to follow the example of Peter in being the right people in the right moment, sharing the right vision with the right understanding? The coach in the movie, The Miracle, says, great moments are born from great opportunity. Each of us has the opportunity to play the role of Peter in the world today. We share in his strengths and his weaknesses. We have similar opportunities to declare in our own lives every single day that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. We are the right people to say that Jesus is the Messiah. We are the healthcare providers who know that Jesus is the great physician. We are the soldiers and the sailors who proclaim Jesus Christ as the Prince of Peace. We are the students and the teachers who grasp that Jesus is the truth. The politicians who see Jesus as the King of Kings. And the astrophysicists who look up into the heavens and see Jesus as the bright morning star. Oh, we can speak at the right moments. When a child is struggling and needs a word of encouragement, when a conflict erupts and needs words to diffuse and to offer a message of reconciliation, when a colleague is wondering and needs a word of guidance, when a friend is dying and needs to hear that Jesus has already conquered death. The right vision focuses on Jesus as our King, the one who rules with faith and life. We look up to Jesus who rules over us with his perfect guidance, his perfect grace, his perfect love. He's the master we serve with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, our witness. He's the Lord who gives us direction when we make decisions about relationships, careers, and family life. Peter was given an opportunity to give a speech about Jesus, and it turned out to be one of his greatest speeches ever. Peter did not miss his moment. And I hope and pray that neither do we. Let us pray. Lord God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our lives, for your anointing, blessing, and gifting each and every one of us to go into the world, to be your church, to be your disciples, to be those that every single day offer Christ. Continue, O God, to bless us and use us as we are sent into the world, for we go in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us stand now and sing our closing hymn, number 413, A Charge to Keep I Have.
How many of you have fulfilled it? How many have yet to be challenged? You're all getting challenged today. Oh, microphone.
Yes, please. Don't take that off, please.
Yeah, I got my cell phone, took my shoes off and barefoot. I have a change of clothes in the car. Man, I thought Peggy was going to be here today and I was going to have her join. I can't see without my glasses. So, if you choose not to do the bucket challenge next week, we will be using the pop ministry as the way of giving you that opportunity to make a donation, but I challenge each and every one of you here today. You think what?
I think you should
get down on your knees. Oh, no, it'll work. There'll be a few ice cubes to come out. I did it at the first service, so, you know. I heard one of you said, I'm just a little on the odd side, huh? Really weird.